Okay. So it is 2018, guys. So it's January 17, 2018, and this is the first new moon of 2018. And I really feel like all of the stuff we've been building up to through the years, all of the things I've been saying about it's time, it's time, it's time. Well, my mind was saying, yes, it's time, it's time, it's time. But the stars and physical reality were saying, not yet, not yet, not yet. So, so, Deb, I believe that kind of fits in with what we were talking about earlier. So it feels to me like it's time. It feels to me like 2018 is going to be that birthing year. Last year I thought it was going to be the birthing year, but I think it was the labor pains. And this year is the, what has been birthed year, or what is showing up that we haven't yet realized. So I feel that's where we are right now. And it's interesting to me because I didn't read any of the astrological forecasts. I don't like to do that actually before I do my session, but I did read it a few minutes beforehand. But all of the sessions I've been doing have been using words like honor and, as I've been saying before, letting go of all of the old and the confusion that that brings to our psyche in terms of what does that mean. So we think we're open and willing to bring in new, but we keep trying to reframe it with what we're familiar with, and that is in no way, shape, or form new. So it's about really relinquishing control and yet taking affirmative forward motion steps from the gut and the heart, from the place of trusting that I'm doing what needs to be done in the moment, and I'm trusting that all of my heart's desires are being fulfilled. I'm just not recognizing or realizing them yet, but I'm trusting that they are being fulfilled if I just take one step at a time. It's funny. It's like a line from Sleepless in Seattle just popped up in my head around that, and it's like the line where she says, what are you going to do? And he says, I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to breathe, and I'm going to remind myself to breathe, and I'm going to keep reminding myself to breathe until I no longer have to remind myself, and I just find that I am breathing and taking one step forward at a time. That's where we are, guys. So I feel like it still feels hard, but that's also the sense of the physical, because the physical is that really densest energetic material that forms our bodies and the creations that we bring here on Earth. So, did anybody want to say hi that just joined us? The recording's already begun. Do you want to say hi and or state your intentions?
Carmen, I'm saying hi.
Hi, Carmen.
Left some intentions on the site.
Let me look.
I don't have them in front of me.
Let me look. I'll see if I can see them.
I think
here you have. Feeling like this is a major theme for me at the moment, to rise from within and move forward with our deepest knowing. That's one of them. And I think on the other site,
I'm trying to do my responsibility. You don't have to.
Got it. I'm there. I got it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it says,
well, one of
here are my intentions for today's new moon session. You want to read it?
Or
you want to just state it?
You can state it for me, since I'm still trying to find where my intentions are.
Okay, I'm just going to read it for you, okay?
Thank you.
You can add whatever you want or elaborate on however you want to wait, but it says, here are my intentions for today's new moon session: to have clarity in making decisions for my highest good, to prepare for the future, to enhance my management skills on many levels. I'm going to add on all levels, to easily find myself using existing opportunities to reach my goals of creating a biodiverse property that is well-maintained, to release controlling tendencies, including justification and sternness. That's beautiful. And welcome the possibilities of new approaches excuse me, that are in my best interest. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you. You want to add anything?
No, thank you for helping me with my management.
It's beautiful for all of it. I think I shared with everybody in the last session, if not the last few sessions, that my prayer has been, I am ready, I am willing, make me able. And I'm kind of evolving that into, I am ready, I am willing, I am able, that kind of fake it till you make it dynamic. And that's that whole stepping forward affirmatively in this trusting position, in that inner knowing that you were talking about, Carmen, the part where it's like we're not totally sure in our mind's eye, but we have an inner knowing that is. And so it's about tapping into that inner knowing that goes deep to the core of who we are in terms of who we are, who we really, really are, and the reality of who we've come to be. In other words, what are the legacies? I won't even say what is the legacy. That would be putting everybody into a box. But what are the legacies we wish to leave behind? What is it we wish to bring with us? How do we wish to be in this world? And tapping into the awareness of that and the realization of that.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about.
Good. I know. I can feel it. It was kind of obvious in your face, in your statement, too. Anybody else? It's okay. It's good. I feel like let's just breathe together for a minute or so and see, because there's a lot streaming in right now. And I want to be able to just anchor it. And I know it's wintertime in most of the world. And yet I feel like the seeds have been planted for a vast harvest. And this vast harvest is the seeds of our heart's desires, not even our emotional or our mental desires. It's our truest heart's desires. The whole of our heart, which includes all of that, but is not narrowed into not narrowed into the smallness of that. It kind of is. It's kind of working with that microcosm and that macrocosm dynamic. It's like recognizing the subtlest form of energy and the way it can become the densest form of energy in terms of actualization, in terms of realization, in terms of manifestation in this world. And I'm not saying that we are manifesting anything, because I really don't believe we manifest anything. I think we open the doors to our awareness to the realization of what's already there. And that is where we are right now. It is time to recognize what is already there. It is time to As we've been saying for years now, it is time for history to end as we know it. And that doesn't mean throw the baby out with the bathwater. That means totally shift our consciousness to where we integrate and breathe in the gifts, the lessons, the treasures, the jewels, the pearls, the wisdom of all of our life's experiences up to this point, and we let go of the judgment. We let go of, not the discernment, the judgment. We let go of the harshness around the guilt or resentment or critical aspect of our being that says we screwed up or somebody screwed up or somebody did wrong. It's really about tapping into the realization of that was then, this is now. And now is different than then. And yet we bring the wealth of then with us without recreating it. We allow something new to show up for us that is in our highest interest. I love how I said highest interest, and it's like it showed me a bank account, and it's interesting to me because that's not where my mind typically goes. But it's showing the value, the real value, the true value, and it's not about making money wrong, but it's about making money right. And when I say making money right, I mean bringing money into the higher vibration that was intended with its creative, with its creation. The higher vibration that was intended with all of our creation. The higher vibration that says, for the good of all, and leave no one behind. And yes, there will be variances and there will be subtle differences that will appear like there is an imbalance, but that is really just a fluctuation in the wave vibration, in the frequency, and it will harmonize and balance itself out. So it's tapping into the harmonic vibration, the harmonic frequency of aligning with your greatest potential and our greatest potential collectively. And it's working with those dimensional bubbles that have felt like barriers, or in some cases have felt like barriers in many cases, but have been in many cases for those of us who are highly empathic, which all of us are, sometimes they have felt like barriers and sometimes they have felt like a blurring. In other words, confusion, which ultimately creates a barrier. So it's about the clear delineation of boundaries and affirmations and bringing things to light and bringing things to life without the restriction or without the controlling dynamic of trying to make it be a certain way from our limited ability to understand. It's about being in that place of, and it came up earlier today, it's about really tapping into that place of wonderment. And I want everybody to just close their eyes. And I want you to feel what it feels like. I'm not taking you back to your birth in your mother in this lifetime. I want you to feel as if you were in the womb of creation, the womb of the earth, the womb of the universe. And I want you to feel that you are coming to the end of being in that womb. And as you step out of it, you leave behind the residue of what nurtured you there, because it is not what is needed for you here and now. And as you do that, you come out and suddenly you recognize, as if you were a baby, you recognize body parts. You see your hands for the first time and you are in wonderment of what is this thing? Not with an intellectual understanding of this is my hand, but looking at this hand and truly going, what is this thing? And instead of being fearful, just being so much in awe and in wonder that you can only honor it. You can only cherish it. You can only love it and respect it. And you start noticing other body parts, your other hand, and you start caressing them. And then you notice your arms. And what we're doing is wiping away the residue of old confusion, of old blurring, of old pains and wounds. And it's like a new start in your physical body. And as we are wiping away the residue from the outer perimeter of your skin and the body parts all the way down to the toes and up through the legs and the pelvis and into the heart and into the head and to the eyes and the senses. As you're doing that, it's like you're washing away or wiping away the afterbirth. You're wiping away all that messy stuff that's blurring your vision, that is choking you up and clogging your pores and clogging your senses, your nose, your eyes, your taste buds. And suddenly you're breathing freely, and the world and you are different than you've ever known yourself or the world to be. And this is where we are right now. We are stepping into a new way of being, and it's an unfamiliar way of being. And recently, I've just been reminded of the dynamic of that word, familiar and family. It's like our genetic structure is being realigned, newly aligned. It's like I see new seeds opening up within the DNA, and new potentials opening up, new abilities. So the message that I'm saying for everyone is trust. And even if you don't trust, just say, I am willing to trust. I don't know how, so make me able to trust. So it's really about stepping into a new way of being and allowing your structure to be newly defined, to allow your life to be newly formed, and to know that the universe really does have your back. Just like your ancestors are all standing around you and behind you all the time, cheering you on. They don't want you to carry forward the legacy of the pains that they lived. They want you to thrive because they couldn't. So, or they did. They thrived enough to bring you to life. So they're there cheering you on. And so is every molecule in the universe cheering you on. So it's like aligning everyone in a whole new way. It's just really quite brilliant. It's like lighting up. I see like stars lighting up, but they're like sparks. But they're not like sparks that are burning out. They're sparks that are lighting the fire of creation within you, not to turn you into a burning furnace. Correcting that. It's funny, the furnace just came on. But to turn you into turn you into the creative being you came to be, that you truly are. And in that lighting you up, it's like lighting each one of us up and aligning us in harmony so that we are not entangled with one another, but nurturing and supporting one another in this level of awareness where, yes, we're choosing a different world. We're choosing to love the world we're in, and we're choosing the world to be different at the same time. And what that means is we're choosing the world to be different, in other words, in the way that we relate to our world and the way that we view the potential of our world and the way that we tap into the beauty and the grace and the power of our planet and our inner planets and our inner solar systems. It's very much strongly working with the microcosm and the macrocosm of the universe out within and the universe without. It's really a beautiful image. It's like, And they've been sticky in the past. They've always been there, but there's always been this stickiness, almost like the image is like the universe is looking like it's on like saran wrap, and even though they're connecting and turning inside out, there has been like these knots, these sticky places where parts of reality have not been able to breathe fully or have not been able to fully realize or communicate with other parts of reality. They're always there. They're always communicating, but they've not been received. And so we're tapping into the ability of your heart's desire to be received and realized. And we're aligning that with your brain right now. Specifically, the hypothalamus came up, and the hypothalamus in Vedic medicine is the moon. So we're tapping into the moon's energy in terms of blank space, in terms of darkness, not in terms of darkness as the opposite of light, but in terms of darkness in the creative abyss of the void of everything. We're actually tapping into that portal of the void and the creative abyss of everything. And we're linking that to our vision, to our physical eyes, as well as our different aspects of vision, our emotional vision, our internal vision, our mental vision, our spiritual vision. They have been askew. So it's a bit like lining up lenses of a telescope, but they haven't been lined up. So they've been askew. And so it's been a distorted image, a distorted understanding, a limited point of view, and we are asking for those lenses to be aligned in such a way that just like all of these planets are lined up in Saturn right now, we are lining up these lenses so that the image becomes clear, the creative dynamic becomes clear. And space is available, always has been, but the awareness of the availability of space between the molecules, between the lenses, between the creative aspect, always being there and yet coming together in such a way that the creative aspect can happen instantaneously. In other words, tapping into our creative ability to almost like I snap my fingers and there it is. So in that creative dynamic, there is a need to return to the breath, because there is a need to return to clarity. There is a need to align and allow the aligning instead of trying to force it. So we're tapping into the commanding principle of your soul, of our souls, and of the soul of the universe, into the commanding principle, which is not a military command. It is a claiming and an empowerment, a self-empowerment command. It is actually an acknowledgement of our uniqueness in the greater scheme of the entire whole of creation, and our stepping into that role of our uniqueness in a way where we are empowered within the greater scheme of the whole of creation, and we are no longer waiting for outside approval. We are now listening within. We are listening within. So it's tapping into those subtle senses. It's realigning those molecular, our geometry, those molecular components, and bringing them into harmony. So it's a bit like aligning structure, shape, and aligning sound, which actually is also shape, has a wave, has a spiral, has a place. And just like every shape and every sound has a place in the whole of creation, there is a tapping into, let's tap this all in, to our heads and our hearts and our guts. There is a tapping into the awareness of that and the acceptance of my place in the universe. My place in the universe, not from an egocentric point of view, because to actually play small and feel like there you have no place, that we have no place in the universe, or that we have to play small, or we're egocentric, is the height of egocentric. So it's allowing the integration of the ego in such a way that it doesn't feel the need to take charge all the time. That's taking me into the third eye, the bridge of the nose, the eyes, that whole area. It's like there is a mucus plug there, and we need to pull it out of everybody. And we've all kept it there because there's a fear if we pull it out, we will be empty, and there will be nothing there. And that is not true. The pulling it out and allowing it to drain and allowing it to empty is simply opening up the channel so that your soul and your spirit can breathe through your body rather than feeling trapped in your body. There is a sense of freedom. There has been a sense of feeling trapped in the body. There has been a sense of feeling trapped in families. There has been a sense of feeling trapped financially. There has been a sense of feeling trapped in employment. So there's been a sense of feeling trapped, and all of that is a misunderstanding at the soul and psyche level. And so we're opening up those pathways. It's not your body's job to contain the universe. It's your body's job to be part of the universe and allow the breath of life to flow through you. And as we do that, it's like, it's like coughing out chunks of stuff that has just been clogging up. Your creative abilities, our creative abilities, in a way, it's been clogging everything up in a way that has caused a sense of helplessness and hopelessness and meaninglessness, a sense of questioning of what's the point. And all of that negative self-talk that either I'm really not good enough or I'm really not good enough because I'm not stepping into being good enough. So either way, I'm not good enough. So I'm not good enough has been a really... it's something that's really been a congestive thought process that's really been flowing through our senses, flowing through our veins, flowing through our meridians, and it's about coughing them out, pulling the plug on I'm not good enough, and pulling the plug on I have to do something I don't want to do, or I don't know what I want to do. It's about pulling the plug on all that confusion and congestion and opening up the pathways for clear breathing and freedom and abilities to show up and delight you and delight the senses and delight the world around you, because as you are delighted, you are delighting the world around you. As you shine, the world around you can only shine with you. And anything that is not willing to shine with you will fade into the light. And that simply means that it is an untruth and it is being cleared and clarified in a way that you are able to step into the light of your truth. The light of each of our truths, the ability to fulfill our truth, not from a place of, from any place that we choose to come from, actually, but from a place of grace, actually, not from a place of resistance. No longer feeling the need to fight. Now, that doesn't mean that force isn't sometimes warranted, but it is a true force, a true power coming through is not about trying to overpower anyone or anything else. It is about so clearly being present in the authentic, powerful being that we are, that there is no resistance. It just doesn't exist. It doesn't exist where it has nothing to resist. So if we come to this place of non-resistance, that doesn't mean being a rug and letting the world walk on us. It means being so clear, so accepting, so appreciative, and so in love with the sense of who you are showing up to be, who you are becoming, that there's nothing to resist. It's just pure joy. Now, and in pure joy, I hear the mind now saying, but that's like, no, can't be pure joy. Well, and that is true. Life experiences are not always pure joy, but there is pure, authentic joy that is available in every life experience at simultaneously while these other experiences are going on. So it's being able to tap into that knowing, that inner knowing that is so pure, that is so true, that any of those shadow voices either fade away or are welcomed, like you invite them in, like Rumi's guest house. You open the door and you invite the shadow part in and you love it and you embrace it and you recognize, wow, it wasn't a shadow after all. It just was being resisted. And so I'm no longer going to resist it. I'm going to love it. And I'm going to be thankful for it. And I'm going to recognize everything in its place. Everything has a place and everything has a time and everything has a cycle. And I'm going to trust that my place, my time, my cycle is now. And I can't do anything to screw it up. So I don't have to worry about being wrong. I just have to listen within and trust. And take the steps from that inner knowing, that inner trusting. Knowing that even if I do something quote-unquote wrong, I'm going to quickly correct it because I'm going to recognize it a whole lot sooner before I do any long-term damage. Peeling away, layer after layer after layer. It's like the image now is like the soul has been mummified and it's pulling off the layers of that mummification to reveal the life inside. Oof. And that is the true meaning of revelations, the revealing of the true life inside. All those horrific thoughts and images are simply the fears and the judgments and the old points of view that are misunderstanding the truth of creation. And we trust knowing that we can never get the full picture of creation because it's too vast. But there's no fear in that because there's trust. And where there is no trust, there is the willingness to trust. And that is all that is required, the willingness to trust and the ability to trust because we'll follow suit. More trusting circumstances will reveal themselves to allow you to step into that easy flow of grace and trust. Nice. We're working now through the chakras. The senses are still going on, but the chakras now are being, it's like I see like the breath of life. It's like the breath of God or the universe, the spirit, whatever you want to call it. It's like I see this breath coming through and breathing breathing through the chakras, breathing through the nadis, breathing through the meridians, and opening up the pathways, and then breathing through the neurological pathways, and building, actually, even more than building, opening up the awareness of what already is under construction and being built in our neurological programming, the potential, the untapped potential of our brains with the connection to the four brain centers, as well as to the brain centers in every fiber of our being. So it's no longer working with a handicapped nervous system, no longer working with a handicapped brain, because now the pathways are opening up, the connections are being revealed, the task, the structure, the body is as we are allowing ourselves to be informed, it is informing the structures of our body. And I say the structures of our body because it's from every cell, every molecule, every atomic aspect, informing that those structures and allowing them to remember the blueprint, the divine blueprint of the structure, to move through the old evolution, the slow evolution that has been up to this point. It's to tap into the evolutionary ability of our bodies and the structures and the sounds and the connections and the functioning of each aspect of our physicality, our boundaries in terms of mucous membranes, linings, inner and outer walls. Neurological, capillary, blood flow, lymphatic flow, tapping into those structures within every aspect of structure without trying to figure it out because it's way too complex. And that's been part of our problem. We've been trying to figure it out. We've been dissecting ourselves and our lives for all of creation, trying to understand. And now we're being called to come to a place of trust and knowing that the understanding is there. And yet often cannot be defined in words. The trusting, the knowing, the revelation that it's there. And that we are designed, there is nothing in our bodies that is designed imperfectly. There is nothing in our bodies that is a mistake. There is nothing in our lives that is a mistake. Everything is designed perfectly, and we're coming to a place of that realization and that clarity in a way where we are willing to recognize, remember, receive that, and then act from that place. Be that space, that place, that geometry, that frequency, that vibration, that sound. To be all of that without analyzing it to death. And those are the words. We've been analyzing it to death. And now, and I'm not Jewish, I don't know why this is coming up, but it's like I'm holding up a glass and going, Mazel Tov! So it's really like, yes, it's no longer analyzing to death. It is now celebrating life. Celebrating life in all of its glory and trusting that there are no mistakes in the whole of creation. That this creative process that we are all part of is not some egocentric, archaic God that runs around playing chess with people's lives or smites or smotes people. It's not that at all. There is a creative aspect of who we are all part of that is beyond our physical comprehension. So there is a tapping into that in a way that allows us to remember that blissfully, actually. And that remembrance of that is calling forward this sense of bliss, this sense of celebration, this sense of freedom and ease in that awareness that nobody's perfect, but everything is perfect. Nobody's perfect, and everything is perfect. So there's that awareness of there is nothing wrong. It is now the playground and the discovering of what is right, not from duality right wrong, but from right purposeful grace. Full out shining glorious grace. Still something stuck in the throat. What is that? Doubt. The doubt factor. Well, you know what? Doubt is necessary too. We have tried to erase doubt. We have tried to erase fear. We have tried to erase what we feel is wrong. And now it's time to put down the erasers and embrace them. It's time to embrace the confusion of the limitations and the restrictions that we've put ourselves into. It's time that we learn to embrace the boxes that we put ourselves into in such a way that we are able to step out of them, because we're no longer resisting. We're no longer fighting against them. We're no longer energizing what's wrong with us. We are suddenly realizing what's right with us. What's right with us? What's right with our world? How can I be right in this world? Not from a place of doom and gloom, but from a place of the highest calling of service, and realigning that vibration and that frequency with the highest place, the highest vibration of service, not enslavement, to emancipate the soul, to liberate the soul. To integrate the soul. yes. And this has been, we tap that in. So everybody tap that in. Head, heart, pelvis. And to connect and converse and dance with the elements of life, realizing that we are all partnering with the elements of life, because we are all part of the elements of life. I'm going to take a drink now. If everybody wants to take a drink, I welcome that. Apparently that made me very thirsty. So now we link the sun and the moon. We have lots of eclipses coming up this year. And it's tapping into the wisdom and the grace of those eclipses. So the sun and the moon are like the thalamus and the hypothalamus is in our brain. So we're linking the sun and the moon in a harmonious linking, not in a chain linking. We're just linking them in alignment, like a dance, like a rhythm. Cycles and rhythms, cycles and rhythms. We're tapping into cycles and rhythms. And recognizing the breath as a cycle and rhythm. The craniosacral rhythm is a This is cycle and rhythm. The blood is a cycle and rhythm. The heartbeat is a cycle and rhythm. There are so many cycles and rhythms going on, and we have been trying to make them one cycle and rhythm instead of recognizing the music and the beauty and the harmony of it all. So tapping into the beauty and the music and the harmony of it all. Now I hear that song, everything is beautiful in its own way. I feel like that's how we're going to end. Beauty and grace. We're tapping into beauty and grace. We're tapping into cycles and rhythms. We're tapping into a whole new structuring of our physicality, of our physical bodies, which then directs our physical lives. So it's kind of like we're being prepared for all we've asked for. Not kind of, we are being prepared for all we've asked for. We are being revealed for all we've asked for. And we're being asked to get out of our own way and receive all we've asked for without the restrictions and limitations of what we think that is. Being open and willing to receive something greater than we can even begin to comprehend. Trusting that the universe has your back, that all is well in your world. Even in the moments where it doesn't feel like it in that moment, all is well in your world. And a cycle is, cycles and rhythms are just happening. So we truly are tapping into the highest abilities and letting those be revealed to us. Does anybody have anything you want to add? And I look forward to seeing what gets revealed for everyone. And I encourage you to share those revelations or even those limitations on the New Moon Group page so we can begin to witness and energize for one another more than once a month. In other words, to keep the momentum going. And tap into that, just that, tap into the momentum of witnessing one another and connecting with one another and knowing that your calling is there and you are being prepared for it.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Colin.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, Deb. Thank you. Oh, and just, there is, at the end of the month, there's a super moon, full moon. So this is, we talk about powerful cycles. Again, these are cycles and rhythms. And this is a powerful cycle, and this is a powerful year, and this I fully believe and know actually at my core that this is the year of realization. So, just be gentle with yourself, knowing that you are being prepared and allow yourself to be realized, allow yourself to be witnessed. Allow yourself to simply be. Great things are in store.
Good night.